Why can't we be friends? Why can't we all get along? Why does all these breakups have to be like my divorces? They just get really ugly. They're never peaceful. There's never walk out from the divorce attorneys, and it's just terrible. And more stuff comes out later, and it's just awful. It's just really, really bad stuff. By the way, before we get into all the articles from yesterday, thanks to Dave Hyde and Barry Jackson, Jeff Ireland is getting a chance to interview for the Chicago Bears general manager's job. Call me, please, before you make that. And Brian Flores. Can you imagine Brian Flores and Jeff Ireland?
We got fours, fives, and sixes.
Right.
What we need are threes, twos, and ones.
Man.
And I got to find out, we have to find out who those threes, twos, and ones are if we have any of those guys.
You imagine that duo in Chicago?
Can you imagine he actually said that, and that was on HBO?
Right.
Well, you know what we said yesterday? A texter texted in. He goes, what happens first? Or he said he predicts Brian Flores will win a playoff game before the Dolphins. What if it's that duo?
In Chicago?
Head coach Brian Flores, GM Jeff Ireland, and they win a playoff game before the Dolphins. Would that have a little extra sting there?
I just want to tell you, you could turn that into a soap opera, potentially, if Brian Flores wants power and Jeff Ireland will backstab Brian Flores in a heartbeat.
Oh, my God. That'd be bad.
There'll be some serious backstabbing for all the ass-kissing we do for him, too, down here.
Hasn't Ireland done a good job, though?
I don't know. He's not running the show.
Well,
he's part of the decision-making, I'm sure. But
they've done okay.
He's good evaluating. You want to talk about some of his evaluations?
He would have taken
two. We got two guys that we took high draft picks at tackle and defensive end. We don't know how good they were because they had problems, like, I'm not making fun of it, mental issues, psychological problems. Nice background check there, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
What a weasel he was,
like
too.
You called him Jeffrey.
One of the great weasels of all time. But you know what? I was Chicago's radio station's called yesterday, of course. And I was going on, I was like, could I be petty and just go on and blast Jeff Ireland?
If you do that today, you got to tell me before.
Are you
so
going on?
No, no, it was yesterday.
Oh, and then, you already went on.
No, I
didn't
go.
You declined.
Yeah.
No, I did. I just didn't get back to him.
You didn't answer them?
No.
The producer of the show texted you and you didn't answer.
That's correct. Oh. And he goes, hey, if you can't do today, can you do tomorrow? Yep.
And you still didn't answer him?
No.
That's great.
I think if Ireland gets any more rumored into that, you got to go on.
I wasn't in a
very
good
mood. Why can't you just write back
it?
And just say, I'm not available? What's wrong with you?
You tell me how to act.
Why? Because I
everything.
Text people and ask them to come on with you. And
sometimes
you know,
they don't get back.
Yeah. Well, this is bad karma for us.
Guess what?
It's just the same karma at this point.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But
at least write the guy back and just be like, I can't do it.
Can I just get back to what I was talking about, you whiny bitch?
I would like for you, first of all,
turd.
Stop calling people names.
Can we do a little bit more research for the next 2 hours? And if we do find out any more Jeff Ireland rumor there, please go on. Because I think, in all honesty,
it would look so bad.
It would
to
be
go.
Such radio gold, though, if you went
on
with like Waddle and Sylvie or one of these guys in Chicago, and they're just so excited about the fact that we have Flores in the rumors, we have Jeff Ireland in the rumors. Let's bring on Joe Rose, who was calling the games for years, been doing Miami radio for the last 45 years. Let's bring him on. Joe, your thoughts first on Jeff Ireland could be the next GM here. And Joe just drops radio bleeping gold on Jeff Ireland.
So it looked
just
bad.
Buries him.
Nah, that's bad.
Oh,
that's a bad call.
I'd pay for that radio.
Nah, I couldn't do it. That's why
it's a better look than just not answering the producer. But
I mean, I go look at
call the whiny bitch.
I really don't want to talk about Coach Flores. I actually like the guy.
Right, but let's talk.
But let me talk about that other little weasel.
Oh, I'd pay. I'd pay to listen.
I can't do that.
Oh, I'd pay.
I can't do that.
Can you imagine what they're? The host would be like, they thought that maybe you'd give a little rating.
I always
love
this, though. Like the last time, hey, Jeff, you were a general manager. Can we go through some of your work that you did, including moving up to get a defensive end from Oregon? You moved up to get the first defensive player in the whole draft. How did that work? I don't know. He had psychological problems the whole time he was here. Oh, you didn't do your homework. Now, let's talk about another guy you had. You got a guy out of Stanford, left tackle, guy by the name of Jonathan Martin. Tell me about that one. Oh, it destroyed the whole freaking team. Destroyed the whole team.
Sure.
You remember
did.
We had Bullygate.
That's right. Had a report, full 100-page report.
But then the HBO stuff that he came out with, like,
he looked terrible on that.
We got a bunch of fours, terrible. Fives, and sixes. Fours, fives, and sixes. The fourth guy barely plays. Five doesn't play, and six doesn't suit up. And you're talking about we got a bunch of those guys?
Can we get a couple beers in Peter King and ask him what he really thought when those comments flew at him when he asked that question?
Maybe you can ask him
from his mistakes, though.
Maybe we can ask him if his interviewing skills are getting any better, too.
Well, remember, you could, like, get in trouble for that now, right?
Yeah,
or you can't.
Yeah, the Ireland rule.
It's the Ireland rule.
It actually is the Ireland rule.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're going to start cracking down. You guys get personal with these guys. So your mom's a hoe and your dad's a pimp. So tell me about what that was like for you as a kid.
Hi, Des.
He said
Jeff
that.
Ireland. I just, first question I'll start off with.
And we're talking about
was
that
your
guy
mom a
getting
hooker?
A GM
yeah.
job.
Right. Was your mom a hooker or a prostitute? And how did that make you feel? Can you imagine just being asked that question in that kind of a meeting?
Well, listen, he did go to the right place to rehab because the Saints got their act together pretty good. They're a pretty good organization, so maybe.
Will you text this guy back? Seriously.
No.
Stop calling me names. Will you text this guy back, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Why don't we talk about off the air instead of something stupid?
I didn't know you big-timed someone yesterday. I can't keep track of all your big timings.
I just didn't want to go on and talk about Coach Flores and – and then I knew if they asked me, hey, you were with Ireland, what was that like?
Oh, yeah, that would definitely be brought up. Definitely. God, that'd be
really all they got to do is call Chris Greer, and he'll just, they're the best. I love both of them. Great.
Just send the guy a thumbs down emoji or something.
Can imagine that Brian Flores isn't putting on his reference list, Chris Greer.
So anyway, we've got this stuff that came out. Yeah, and by the way, it's a very interesting read that I was – like a lot of people. And by the way, good work from Barry Jackson to get it out. And Brian Flores apparently wanted Chris Greer's power as far as being more involved with picks, free agency. And this is a big free agent year coming up. There's a lot of money the Dolphins have. But it was a bad overall look. And by the way, equally bad for not just Coach Flores, but for Chris Greer, who looks like he went running to the principal's office with all this stuff going on. And I got to tell you something, man. This football stuff, it's not nice. It's not a nice business. It's a cold-hearted business. You don't play well, you don't perform, you get let go. That's the way it works. 6, 7, 8, 9 coaches every year, which leads to hundreds of assistant coaches out of jobs and changing and going other places. So
they get a little money on the way out, though, right? Like it's not that bad.
No, but it's still a cold-hearted short-term.
They do okay for themselves on the way out.
Why don't you look up the average coach, just any coach, and look at all the different jobs they've had? You talk about an understanding wife. Honey, we're moving again.
Right.
Our guy just got canned, and if he didn't, he's probably going to fire me anyway. So
I'm guessing he gets a 5-year, what, $12 million contract or something that eases the blow.
Well. I wish I could tell you everybody was getting that, Woody, but there's a lot
sounds
of
sounds like a coordinator for Alabama.
Yeah, aren't going to get that kind of money. But this whole thing with Barry and Coach being tough and moody and power hungry, and by the way, it made Chris Greer look softer than vanilla ice cream
Charmin.
On a 200-degree day outside. Right. Just it was a bad look, and then talking about how does one guy keep his job? Well, he's nice to everybody. And, you know, we joke about it all the time, and I bring it up all the time. If we had a popularity contest right now for the Miami Dolphins, Chris Greer would win it.
It's incredible.
It would be a slam dunk. It wouldn't even be close. Chris Greer is just nice to everybody. And apparently Brian Flores didn't spend enough time with the owner. And I guess their relationship, Brian and Chris's relationship, was not good. So anyway, all this stuff led to whatever it is. And meanwhile, I'm sitting back as a fan thinking, just win friggin' games, man. I don't care. They don't all need to be best friends. I get that this guy, Brian Flores, got a rough edge to him. I've seen it. I've seen what he's done. And people used to go, he's even getting rid of, like, the first guys he's firing are the guys he's with in New England. Yep.
That didn't take very long.
Including his best friend. Whatever happened with the defensive coordinator with the Giants, that didn't last. So you can go on and on. And listen, he was nice to me. And it's how you're treated individually. And again, Brian Flores was always respectful to me. And I think most of the guys that were around the team. But it's a bad look for everybody, all this stuff.
Well, this article is a bad look. Because, like you said, it shows Chris Greer what he's really doing in that building. And what he was really doing in that building is just being a yes man and not really being the general manager of this team. If Brian Flores had that much power in this building and had final say over everything, basically, as what this story says, or wanted final say on everything, what is Chris Greer doing? Like, I get what the owner came out and said the other day, because obviously it was all placed in front of him of the facts going on from Chris Greer. But what is Chris Greer doing in that building? What does he have final say on at this point?
That's the interesting point is what is it like? What is a general manager's job?
Yeah.
Like, is his job just to run to the head coach and go, I like this guy. Do you like him? He goes, no. Give me somebody else.
Okay.
And he runs out of the room and he runs back. I go, I got my second choice. Do you like him? He goes, no. Give me somebody else. And he runs in the other room with his guys and he runs back with him. He goes, all right, I think I like this guy. Like you're the general manager and you've had a chance since you've been the general manager to put your big, big boy pants on and go out and get a quarterback, a franchise quarterback. Some of them are going to be playing this weekend. And you didn't do it. You didn't do it. And by the way, I'm not just talking about Justin Herbert, which is the one that obviously everybody's thinking of, which it does make you wonder when you're looking at everything. What made you say you're at the Senior Bowl with them and all that stuff and had people that know a thing or two about quarterbacks stand around watching it. And you guys go, nah, I think the guy that's coming back from injury is the guy we have to have. And then the other one is that should never be overlooked, and it has nothing to do with Brian Flores. It was before Brian Flores. The Buffalo Bills jumped ahead of you in the draft to take a guy out of Wyoming that didn't have a high percentage completion.
No. Strong arm, erratic, but athlete. Yes, you could read the whole background.
And the Bills moved up, threw in more draft picks, and said, that's our guy. We're going to develop this guy. We are in. Gutsy, big basketball move.
Right.
Big, big basketballs.
That will get someone fired if it doesn't work, but it did.
And that organization, which, by the way, is one of the most well-run organizations.
100%.
From top to bottom. It's got great people. They took Josh Allen, a guy that could throw it in that crazy weather.
Right.
You can't have weak arm guys playing up there.
No.
That ball will get chewed up.
Wind,
like field
goal
kickers up there.
Right.
And they said, hey, let's jump ahead of the Dolphins just in case here, just to make sure.
They're looking
jump
for
ahead
a quarterback
of Arizona.
Too.
Let's jump ahead of a couple teams here.
Right.
And take Josh Allen. I remember what everybody said. They're laughing right now because they got a home game. They're getting ready to play.
Right.
And that guy's also putting up, and he is a top 10 quarterback.
They got a franchise quarterback out of it. It worked. Sometimes you got to gamble and see what happens, and this one worked for them.
So how can I ever trust my GM when you've had opportunity, not just with this group, but Adam Gase's group? Unless Adam and Brian are just impossible to work with, I guess maybe all that stuff will come out. It just never seems to be his responsibility.
No.
It's always, well, we are both in on the decisions or not to. Just so you know, we both agreed on. No. I don't need we both. There ain't no we when we pick players. It's you. You're the GM.
Right.
When the hell are you going to start acting like one?
Well, if that's not the case, then he's just a consultant.
Hey, you're
the
oldest brother. Start acting like the oldest damn brother. So the kids can.
Just give him a new title. He's consultant to owner and consultant to coach.
No, because he's got guys working with him that have those jobs already.
Well, okay? I mean, but that's his real job because he's not really making these decisions. He's not coming out and saying it. It's not part of the job requirement at this point if you're making everyone else happy around
you. At some point, Tom and Steven and all the rest of those guys have to sit down and have to go through what everybody's title, because these things pop up all the time. There's going to be disagreements always between a head coach and a GM. But somebody has to say, well, guess what? I'm on this. My name's on this. No matter what, they're going to say it's my. That's how I feel. I feel whatever we've taken, Chris, look in the mirror. It's you. I don't care what Barry Jackson's article said. No, it's Brian Flores and it's Chris Greer to get. No, it's not. No, it's not. Not in my book. One's a GM. One's a head coach. Coach. He coaches guys. He puts a system in. He has final say on the 53. But your job, the one you do the whole year, why Brian Flores is getting ready for a football game Saturday night, you're out looking at players. And I'm guessing spending a lot of time over the last 4 or 5 years watching quarterbacks from East Coast, West Coast, South, North, everywhere. And you didn't have the guts or the knowledge to pick the right guy more than once. Because if you miss, that's not true. Not here, it's not true.
No, I mean, that's not true at all. I know
if you miss.
I know what you're going to say at the end of that, but it's not true.
No, it's not true here.
Because otherwise, he wouldn't be the GM going into 2021.
But before they do this again, nice guy and the coach, and if the coach has a little success, hey, you can't change on me. We got to set the rules because apparently the rules continue to be broken with these head coaches and the GM.
But then the coach is the only one who gets in trouble.
Only one guy survives every time this happens. Only one guy survives. Last time it was Adam and Tannenbaum out the door, and this time it's this guy and that guy. But the one guy.
The great
survivor. Matter of fact, we got a song, Survivor.
That's him. It's his wrestling intro music.
All right, listen.
What is that, like the Destiny?
By the way,
this is not
this show's not about bashing.
There's a bunch
of about that. And by the way, can we say this real quick? Mario Cristobal and the early impact this guy has had, it's even better than I thought. What those recruits are saying, by the way, not only for next year, but the year guys that are sophomores gonna be juniors gonna be seniors. It is so refreshing to hear, man, Mario, Coach Cristobal's now with the Canes. Man, I that's what I've been waiting for. Couple of key guys. I got a guy coming back that I'm excited about. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to see a healthy Zion Nelson back at left tackle, getting coached up, healthy, to see what he can do. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. But I do want to take a second here and tell you about a man named Jonathan Rodriguez. Yep. Jonathan Rodriguez at ASP and the family. Jonathan Rodriguez and his family, his wife, his mother, the rest of them there. Been doing special work for us down here for a long time. Now, you've heard me talk about him being the best roofing contractors in South Florida, but I got to tell you, ASP's Impact Windows and Doors is also, they are the leader for Impact Windows and Doors and the work that they do. And if I could get everybody to do this, and you should want to do this anyway, I want somebody to work with that's big enough to have an unbelievable showroom so you can see all the different combinations, the work that they do. You can meet everybody. You can see it right there. And by the way, they want you to come down and see their showroom. It's in Doral, 3400 Northwest 114th Avenue, right off the turnpike there. It doesn't matter where you're coming from, in Broward or Dade. Listen, the work that they do, 50 different styles of impact window and door combinations. They can custom design stud to fit any budget, hassle-free with permits and installation. And they got one goal, man. They're from here. They've lived down here. They've been through hurricanes down here themselves. Is to protect you and your family. ASP style quality is what it's all about. Mention my name, Joe Rose. You get a $5,000 discount. No payments until 2024. Please call them. These guys are really, really good. The reviews have been fantastic. Let ASP Family Protect yours, 305-340-2081, 305-340-2081 for ASP.
AM 560 Sports WQAM is giving you the chance to win tickets to see Bon Jovi at the FLA Live Arena on April 16th. Here's how you could win. Go to WQAM.com and register. That's it. If your name is picked, you're going to win Bon Jovi tickets, piece of cake. Just register at WQAM.com for your chance to win and see Bon Jovi live at the FLA Live Arena. That is April 16th.
All right, we got Baldy. Brian Baldinger going to join us coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour from NFL Network. And talk to him a little bit about all the craziness that's going on, including start of the playoffs, which, by the way, what a great weekend. And we'll get into that. We still got a few days left. But Joe Judge, no surprise there, man. I thought he might be one of the first two guys gone, but joins that list of what's the number at? Six or seven?
I believe
coaches?
It's seven right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it's seven right now.
Gruden and
yeah. Oh, that's
Urban.
Right. That's right. How about that? How about the interim coach in the playoffs for the Raiders?
Great story.
Yeah.
By the way, that guy, you want to talk about a guy that's had a few distractions.
Think he keeps that job maybe? Whether they win the playoff game or not? Raiders' job is a pretty good job, right?
I don't know. Well, let me tell you, that's a great place for those games.
Yeah.
Just it's great. I win everything. If and when things get back to normal, take a trip to Vegas for a football game. I would – you know, I'd like to see the new LA stadium as well. But
Super Bowl host that one.
I got to tell you, the Las Vegas thing is really cool, really nice, and nice location, and with everything going on, it will be the most popular destination.
Absolutely,
and not even close for people wanting to come in 2 and 3 days early. For shows right. And dinner. I mean, they got great food everywhere, too. So
and everything else you could do there
plenty,
in Las Vegas.
Plenty. Yeah, that's right. And gambling, all the gambling action right. You want. Those books or sports books are everywhere. By the way, we were talking about Mario Cristobal and the impact. A matter of fact, it's probably another Barry article. But all the things that are coming out.
It was.
About all the recruits and getting a hold of. And by the way, you don't have to do much there to go out and hear a lot of these top recruits that are currently sophomores or juniors that are talking about putting Miami. I mean, Miami wasn't even there was not even going to be any trips from some of these kids that are down here to go down to Coral Gables just to look at the campus. And now to hear them excited about Mario Cristobal and those guys are going to work you and get the best out of you and hear families talking about it and fathers talking. It's just a really refreshing to hear. And not to mention, he's still working on some more guys here for the second signing date that's coming up here. But, boy, I'll tell you what, he is we haven't heard from him much, but his ass is out there working. And I don't mean just here in South Florida. He's working the Oregon connection. Don't think he was just giving them up and went, hey, Oregon, I promise you I'll leave everybody alone. No. Had one of the top recruiting classes on the West Coast and in the country. And
so if he's done anything so far, it's putting the University of Miami in that top five or top three of a lot of these kids' choices now. And that's been the biggest problem, right? In the last 5, 6, 7, 10 years. That you've seen these schools, like I'm thinking about Alabama and Clemson and Oklahoma and Ohio State, and not Miami. And now Miami's kind of jumping in that mix a little bit.
Some of them didn't even make a trip. They just already had made up their mind. They were going to some of the big schools. And listen, you're not going to stop. And Mario will be the first to tell you I can't stop. Georgia, who just won a national championship, Alabama's got some great connections down here, and some schools have seen their players have great success going to the NFL. That's not going to change. But it's nice to see him in on a lot of these top players right now. Should make Canes fans feel a hell of a lot better about all this stuff. By the way, we've got a lot of other stuff. Like I said, those games coming up, man, if this doesn't do it for you, if you got the weekend off, And I know we got the holiday, Martin Luther King Day on Monday, but this schedule, Raiders at Cincinnati and Patriots at Buffalo on Saturday. That's your Saturday doubleheader. Then 3 on Sunday. I mean, you can be a junkie on Sunday, man. Eagles and Bucks, 49ers and Cowboys, and Steelers and Chiefs. So we're going to give you damn near 10, 11 hours of football.
Thank
and then
you.
Monday night, Arizona at Los Angeles to take on the Rams. Again, so going to be fun. see what happens here. And of course, two teams have the week off, and that's Tennessee and Green Bay. And so
how about three NFC West teams making the playoffs?
Nice story.
Yep.
Nice story what the 49ers were able to do to come back after being down 17 and beat the Rams again. They own them right now. So see if we – I think we'll have some good games. Probably
it's amazing
when
you say the Titans, by the way.
Right.
Absolutely amazing.
Number one seed. Best team in the
Seven
AFC.
Years with that guy, and now he's got a first-round bye.
Right. And he had what, nine games
unreal.
Without Henry?
Yeah.
Nine
unreal.
Games without Henry.
And he knocked the Dolphins out of the playoffs.
Well, they ran the ball against the Dolphins like they had.
Right. Foreman looked like Henry for a while in that game.
He looked good.
He had the same hair.
A little play action. By the way, that's what happens when you run for 200. Play action seems to work a little better.
Yeah, Tannehill threw for 150 in that game.
I don't know.
Can
but
we get that guy, that running back?
He had two tight ends.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. He had two tight ends so open in the end zone. They both looked at each other and goes, you ever been this open? He goes, no, how about you? No. It was unbelievable.
What's the best game of the weekend out of the six in your mind? Or most intriguing to you?
I think Arizona and LA are going to be a
good
game Monday night.
I'm doing New England-Buffalo. I want to see who's going to come out of this one.
Well, the weather's going to...
It's going to be bad in Buffalo this weekend.
I just cannot see Buffalo losing to the Patriots.
Ben Volen came on last week and said that's the game the Patriots want for some reason.
I don't know why, right.
Gets a lot of his stuff from, but he goes, that's what we want. We want to go there and play them.
Right.
I don't know.
The Bills at home?
One guy's got a weatherproof arm and the other guy doesn't. So we'll
remember
see.
What happened in this last weather game for Mac Jones. We threw three passes in that game.
And they won.
Right.
You know what the biggest spread is by far is the Chiefs. And Steelers.
They're playing Pittsburgh with
and Ben. Yeah. I don't know. That Steelers thing is interesting.
What's the spread?
End of
there?
The road for Ben, 12.5.
Wow.
That's
a
big number.
That's
should
a
be
lot
it.
In a playoff game.
That should be it, unless that Kansas City Chiefs defense is just god awful.
Right.
That should be.
And then the Cowboys are an intriguing story, too. Finally gave Dak the contract. Can he get you over the hump here? Like that's kind of an interesting one, too, to watch.
That just looks like a good game. That just, to me, with the 49ers, Cowboys got so many good players. It's hard. I think Cowboys, I thought they'd be a little better than they've been, but they are loaded with talent. They got some, maybe the best rookie, great pass rush, offensively, all the weapons that they have, and just which – Dak is going to show up for that game is what it comes down to.
Upset special, could Philly beat Tampa?
No. Not ready.
I would have thought that might have been the biggest spread, too. I didn't even think about Pittsburgh, KC.
Not ready, but that'd be an upset. That'd be a big one. By the way, how about this number two coming out here? Cincinnati is looking for their first playoff win. Talk about time flying. 31 years. The longest drought in the NFL is Cincinnati, have not won a playoff game in 31 years. Second is the Lions at 29 years.
Oh, thank God it's not the Dolphins.
And third, why we're just absolutely hammering them this day, but they should be. The Dolphins, 20 years, 21 years now.
Is that really? How long it's been?
Yeah.
Since the Miami Dolphins.
Lamar Smith game was 21 years ago?
Man. Yep.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yep.
Wouldn't make it up to you, Woody.
2001.
Would not do that to you, man.
I mean, it's like sad because I remember being at that game.
He ran for about 200 yards, didn't he?
Lamar
Smith
school.
Ran for 200. Didn't they lose to the Raiders the next week?
Sad part is.
It was like a lifetime ago.
It was. What do you mean?
Yeah. Wasn't.
Right.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that's the last time.
21 years ago.
And by the way, Cincinnati's about ready to break theirs.
Right.
And so now you got the Lions and Dolphins going, who's next? Who's next?
Who's going to win a playoff game first, Detroit or Miami?
Miami will before. Detroit will never win one.
Okay. I don't know, man.
They're a disaster.
Okay, I'm just
they're really bad.
But what do we look like right now after yesterday to you?
Right, but Dolphins aren't. Right?
We don't look like the Lions.
No.
But it's pretty bad.
Let's go to break here because we got Baldy going to join us. Brian Baldinger. He'll make it all better, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Baldy, you know, he's tried recently when he comes on to like, man, I don't like talking about the offensive line and, you know, but Anyway, we'll come back and have that for you. Stay with us.
Well, I think if you look at our roster, we have a very fine, I think, an excellent roster of young players. This was all, you know, done in the last 3 years. We had a old aging roster before that was leading us nowhere but to mediocrity. And I think that if you look at our roster today, and you see our salary cap and the players we have, I think we're well suited for the future.
Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross talking a couple days ago.
Why can't the GM and head coach be friends?
I like this
remix.
Why
can't they get along?
Well, we'll talk more about that and all stuff around the NFL with our Odyssey NFL insider, Brian Baldinger. Insider call is brought to you by Driveway.com. If you're looking for a car, go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. You can also hear Brian with Jason Lock and Four on Baldy's Breakdowns. New episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Baldy, good morning. Thanks for the time. Interesting week here in Miami with this Miami Dolphins team.
Yeah, did they get it right? I mean, I like Brian Flores. I like the way the team played for him. I understand that, you know, friction in the front office over control, the roster, the general manager, that can be a good thing. That can be a bad thing. So I guess it was enough for Chris Greer to send Brian packing. But I was disappointed. I was a fan of the way that they played for him, what they just did to the Patriots on Sunday. How they played for him, you know, even though they were out of the playoffs, I thought that was pretty significant. But I don't imagine Brian would be unemployed very long, to be honest with you.
Hey, Baldy,
I like the guy.
Baldy, I got to ask you a follow-up because you follow all the teams and you've got, you know, a lot of people in the league going back to people that you've been friends with. I'm just curious, is this common, the GM and head coach thing where the head coach – wants more power, wants some of your power, wants more say-so, and the GM goes, no, and I'm going to go and make sure you're not coming back because you're a little dangerous right now.
it depends. You know, every team, Joe, is set up a little bit different. They're structured a little bit different. You like to think that, you know, you're in sync with how you want to build a team and what you think is important and all that. But that doesn't always happen, that's for sure. And I think, you know, being fiery and argumentative or, you know, really believing in what you believe is important to be able to say those things. But I guess if some of those things, you know, are publicly released and said, that can upset certain people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, yeah, I think there's probably a bunch of that, especially if you're losing and you're not winning as much as you want to win. That those things are – that friction is probably going to come to a head at some point.
Did you – you didn't have – I know you got a lot of stuff going on in the playoffs getting ready to start up and stuff. You didn't happen to read any of the articles about some of the stuff from one of our writers here in town between Brian Flores and Chris Greer? You didn't have a
– I didn't read anything,
yeah,
Joe.
So. No, you have a life. That's good, actually. It's good. That's I'm glad to hear that as we're going forward. Because I think a lot of this has to do with the quarterback. In my mind at the end, and no matter what anybody tries to tell me, and I'm sure somebody will try to tell me this again today, that Brian Flores just went, ooh, after that game in Tennessee,
yeah,
we got a problem here, man. He can't. And
Chris- Well, Joe, I mean, look, you know, quarterbacks, if you pick the right one, you generally have a pretty good shelf life. And if you pick the wrong one, then you're usually packing. And so if
right.
you take, like, I'm not here to rate any quarterback, but if you take Tua over Justin Herbert, if Justin Herbert was in Miami right now, would Chris Greer and Brian Flores, you know, be best friends? you know, would they both be there? Would the Dolphins be getting ready for a playoff game this weekend? I tend to think with that defense that there'd
yes.
probably be a pretty good chance that you'd be calling a game this weekend, Joe.
Yeah, I'm with you. No, I totally agree with that. You know, it's funny, if we ever get this quarterback thing right and get the franchise quarterback, which, by the way, apparently is not that easy. Apparently, and let's be honest, one of the reasons it's not that easy because if you miss on it, a lot of GMs get fired through the years. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. There's no question. I mean, you could, in any era, Joe, I mean, we're not just talking about the modern era here. I mean, you go back in time. And if you get the quarterback wrong, the problem with the quarterback position, Joe, is you don't know you're wrong until usually 3 years. You know, you usually have to, okay, well, we got to get them, you know, talent. We got to surround them. We got to build. You know, you just, you know, you go through a 1-7 start. You know, you have injuries. Like, you're trying to make an evaluation. And these things aren't quickly evaluated. You know, you don't want to give up too soon. But then, you know, are your eyes deceiving you? You know, all those kind of things. And so then all of a sudden you're 3 years into it, and then you go, well, let's blow it all up. And it's kind of like, I feel like that's happened a bunch in Miami.
Baldy, one of the stories that, or one of the part stories inside the story that came out this week locally was the fact that Brian Flores and Tua got into a little bit of an argument at halftime, a couple F-bombs thrown at each other. Joe tells stories all the time about playing for Don Shula and what it was like in that locker room. Baldy, I like when we talk to the former players.
He's already laughing because
I know, but I love hearing Joe's stories. And I sit here, Baldy, you ever been in the locker room when you know, maybe the quarterback and the head coach or one of the star players and the head coach just going at each other? Like, that's, I'm assuming that's halfway normal.
I mean, I'm just, in my mind, I'm listening to that right there, Zach, and I'm saying to myself, I can see the scowl on Dan Marino's face right now. You know, like, I can, I mean, Dan Marino, I think I know Dan. I mean, I don't know him like, you know, Joe does, but I know Dan. I mean, I can just imagine some of the battles that went on between the winningest coach in the history of the game and Dan Marino. I'm sure it wasn't always pleasant. And that stuff happens, man. It just does. And I mean, it happened with Phil Simms and Bill Parcells. I mean, you know, it's just part of, it's part of the game. It's part of personalities. Like, you can't just pretend like that stuff isn't there. Like, that stuff is there, and you have to come out sometimes. I mean, some people are just like that.
Let's talk up all these breakdowns, because I'm curious, and I know we've beat the hell out of you this year about the offensive line, because we have a lot of people are going, hey, Joe, two is fine. He just got to get an offensive line. Once we get that offensive line, we're going to be good to go. And by the way, I'm not so sure that's not what they think in the front office all the way up to ownership right now. So we got to get it fixed. How do you go about? Is this more for you? And I'm asking because I'm guessing everybody's going to be released anyway, coach-wise. Is this more about the coaching? Do you just come back with a lot of these guys, or you got to go upgrade some guys, in your opinion?
Well, it's pretty interesting watching last week's game, Joe. Like, you know, this Robert Jones started at right tackle, and he looked pretty good. And then they ran a lot more power plays inside, and so you saw Austin Jackson and, you know, Robert Hunt pulling a lot and trapping, and they looked really good. And they ran the ball probably better than they have all year. I don't know.
Right there at the top, yep.
And so all of a sudden, you know, the offense against a really good defense – I mean, they took the Patriots apart. And, in fact, they look like the way the Patriots want to play the game. I think, you know, I think Jalen Waddle is a really good player. But at the end of the day, you know, he averaged less than 10 yards a catch. Like, they still dink and dunk down the field. And so some of that is Tua. You know, that's what he's good at. Some of it is Tua. I don't know how good he is seeing the ball on 20-yard dig routes down the field that you got to be able to hit, you know, especially if you're behind, you got to catch up. I think he's a little limited like that. You know, I mean, some of it is he's scrambling for his life when things break down up front, and he's okay on the move. He's not what you would ideally want. And so he's got to play a certain way to be really good and be really effective, and that requires a really good offensive line in front of him.
Well, and I know the other part you always talk about is how special those really good offensive line coaches are. And the Dolphins have got to get, if they get an offensive-minded head coach, which I think they will, the number one job, coordinator, I don't want to take away from the coordinator, but we got to find an offensive line coach that can get the most out of this group. Would you agree? And do you have any names for me?
To me, the bet – There's two that jump out that you probably – I don't know if you could get. But, you know, Stanovich in Green Bay and Stoutland in Philadelphia are as good. Now, it's not to knock Bill Callahan and, you know, some of these other guys. There's some really good ones out there, Chris Forrester. But, like, I just think that when you look at what Green Bay has been doing. Now, Aaron Rodgers, you know, covers up for a lot of things, but, you know, Stoutland and Philadelphia, the good thing about those guys is they could take free agents, Joe, and develop them and make them into frontline starters. You know, to see a seventh-round pick like Jordan Mulata, you know, to see a guy like Yash Nyman in Green Bay, I mean, basically free agent guys start at left tackle in this league, you go, well, how's that? You
know, right.
They didn't spend a high first-round pick on those guys, and yet they're really good football players. Well, you know, a lot of that is coaching. So, you know, it's the most important. Outside of head coach, to me, it's going to be the most important hire that they make.
Yeah, it's just an interesting situation here with this offensive line because Joe says it all the time, too. These guys are coming back. It's not like you're cutting four or five of these guys and you know, starting from fresh. They're coming back, and they're going to be playing next year. And I don't even know, free agent-wise, who you go spend the money on in the offseason, but you got to fix this offensive line if you want to give Tua a chance. And speaking about giving Tua a chance, if you're quasi-GM for the next, you know, 30 seconds here, do you bring in another young quarterback? Do you draft another young quarterback to put a little bit of pressure on Tua? Do you bring in a veteran? What do you do here without just handing the job over to Tua next year if you don't think he's definitely the guy?
Well, you know, most franchise quarterbacks aren't challenged if you believe he's a franchise quarterback. Like, tell me who the backup to Justin Herbert is. You know, tell me who Tom Brady's backup are. I mean, who's backing up Aaron Rodgers? Okay, we know Jordan Love was drafted. But, you know, for the most part, when you've got a franchise quarterback and he's legitimately that guy, you can't even tell me who the backup to Russell Wilson is. I mean, maybe this year because, you know, he got hurt. But for the most part, so then you go, okay, how do you want to challenge him? Do you want to challenge him with the frontline guy and draft a guy and let him – it depends on how Chris Greer looks at this thing right now. If he thinks that Tua is the guy – then you're probably not going to challenge him very much. But if you're not sure, then what does that say about Tua?
Right.
After 3 years. So, you know, that's how I look at the whole thing right now.
Well, listen, we've got a lot of craziness going on. What was the take overall from NFL Network, Baldy? I saw you doing a lot of shows about the move that was made with Brian Flores. What was the overall view?
I think it caught a lot of people off guard. It caught me off guard. I was disappointed. But then, you know, you start hearing about, you know, why this was done and, you know, whether it's, you know, the locker room stuff or just openly courting another quarterback during the season. I mean, obviously, you know, Brian's not thrilled with Tua. And so that's not a, you know, that's probably not the healthiest situation if you've invested a lot in him. But I was surprised. I figure you could work around that kind of stuff. But I think most people were surprised. I don't think they were surprised by Chicago or Minnesota or even what the Giants did last night. But I think the one that did surprise people was what happened down in Miami.
Can I throw some names at you that are out there for interviews? Yeah. And just give me your feel because you know everybody. Brian Daboll with Buffalo.
McDaniel. Yeah, I mean, look, here's the problem. I think Brian Daboll would be good for Tua. I think he'd be good for the offense. But if people tell me that, well, he's going to help develop the quarterback, I'm like, I'm for that. But, like, what about the other 52 guys on the team? Like, is he going to motivate all those other guys?
Yeah.
You know, so that's the only problem I have with Brian.
Mike McDaniel, 49ers, and the job they've done. Dan Quinn, who we love. We're big Dan Quinn fans anyway. And Kellen Moore, also on that list, along with Vance Joseph. Anybody kind of jump out that you like?
I like Vance Joseph. I mean, I think Vance, you know, is a guy that would be interesting. I think he can lead. You know, I think Mike McDaniels he's an interesting guy. I mean, you know, he's a Yale graduate, never played football. He's a football nerd, but that guy's run game is as good as anybody's in this whole business. Like, you want the run game and the offense. I don't know when he stands in front of the room. If, I don't know, pick a guy, Christian Wilkins or Xavier Howard or whatever is going to be all on board. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that yet because I haven't seen that. I don't know what he'd be like that.
Well, you know, we go through this every 3 years, so we'll see you again in 3 years, Brian. So appreciate you coming on.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Brian. All right. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, Baldy. All right, that was Odyssey NFL Insider.
See you again in 3 years.
Brian Baldinger Insider Calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory.
All right, before we get to the 9 o'clock hour, man, there's urgency going on out there. Interest rates are going up. Inflation is here, folks. Last chance for you to lock in your mortgage rate under 2.5 with no prepayment penalty. 2.5% with no prepayment penalty. Rental inventory is very low and very pricey. Now is the time to stop wasting money renting and consider buying without wasting money on the first and the last and security deposit and all the other things. Let's get rolling with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. When the other bankers are going, well, we're kind of full, we're too busy, Michael Kotze says, please call me. Please text me so I can get going, get you the best damn rates in the business. Any question you might have. Yeah, those low fixed rates, take advantage of it. It's a crazy time. I don't want you to miss out. Michael Kotze doesn't want you to miss out. He's been helping people here for more than 25 years. No nonsense, no runaround, straight to it. Reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, refinancing, any question you might have. Let's get going. Get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Michael Kotze. And by the way, if your credit score is taking a little hit, he'll still find creative ways to help you, and he will get you the best damn rates and get you approved in half the time that the big banks can handle right now. Michael Kotze is his name, and he's damn good. Here's his cell phone number to call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730, or visit choicemortgage.com, MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change, daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.